We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Beach & Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and here's what we're talking about today. I've already given you the first two, and I'll give you the third in a moment. The first question is, are you wearing a mask, okay? Did you make it yourself? Did somebody sew it for you? Did you get into any confrontations with people who aren't wearing a mask? Did anybody get after you or regarding your mask? Anything to do with mask, M-A-S-K. That's how you answer the first question. The second one, it really ticked me off to see Major League Baseball players taking a knee. I saw a couple of video clips, and it bothered me more than football because football has a lot of individuals who want to get on camera acting like goofballs. But baseball, to me, represents America more than football, even though football is a bigger sport. And I really didn't like it, and I'm thinking, I bet they don't take a knee on payday, do they? If you'd like to comment on that, that's fine. And the third question, and I'll tell you why I came up with this, are you afraid, and I don't want to put afraid in the same category as somebody who is cowardly. Afraid, just cautious, maybe it's not even, pardon me, maybe it's, good thing I'm wearing a mask. Maybe it's not even a concern for themselves, but concern for their family or their house or their car or who knows what. You have concern that some jerk, if you show that you're a President Trump fan, is going to do something stupid just because they're not, okay? And the reason I put this in there, are you afraid of showing public support for President Trump? And that's where I think the big landslide is going to come. I think there is going to be a huge landslide on election night exactly for this question, question three. And here's the reason I asked about question three. We've been going down to the Southern Tier for some a little R&R with friends of ours. And in the Southern Tier, there's a load of Trump signs. They're like everywhere. Okay, up here where we live, hardly any. There's hardly any Trump signs at all.
You got to come and look at my neighborhood. It's all Trump signs and flags.
Yeah. Well, good. You have a lot of brave souls. That's great to hear. But around here where I live, there's none. Now, and we don't live that far apart. Tony lives in Niagara Falls, and I live in Pendleton. So we're not that far apart. But I don't see any Trump signs. I don't see any political signs, period. Do you get other political signs too, Tony?
Our area, I think, is very political in LaSalle, the LaSalle portion of Niagara Falls where I am. A lot of Trump supporters. I've told you before, one of my favorite houses, which is within walking distance of my house, he has, two Trump flags, the American flag, then he has a Trump banner. Their front garden has many Trump flags. Okay. People walk around with MAGA hats, all kinds of Trump bumper stickers. I've seen one house that had a lawn sign for Biden, and I saw another house, unfortunately, I don't think these people quite know, but Bernie's not in the race anymore, so they got Bernie 2020 on there. And you know, I was debating whether to go knock on the door and let them know that, hey, we covered it. He dropped out.
That's like telling them after the horses cross the finish line who's going to win. All right, so those are the three questions. Are you wearing a mask? Major League Baseball players taking a knee, does that bother you? Or you just gotten used to it, it's one of those ho-hum things. Oh, hum, okay, you're against it, you hate it, okay, you don't like it here, but why are you still here? If you hate it that much and you don't like it here, why are you still here? There's got to be a reason.
Well, they're going to transform America, Sandy.
Of course. They're going to make it better. And afraid of showing public support for President Trump? Are you? Are you? Are you? Those are the three questions. I'll tell you what. Let's go in about a minute early so that when we come out, I can do several phone calls at once rather than have to chop them up. Those three questions which I just gave you, are you wearing a mask? Have you had any reaction to it? Who made it? Did you make it? Did you make masks for other people? Have you confronted anybody? Has anybody confronted you? Major League Baseball, I consider that apple pie and Chevrolet, all American, flag, flag, flag. And when they take a knee, it bothers me more than the National Football League. I don't know why. They probably have more people in MLB than they do for coming from foreign countries than they do in football. Would you say that's true, guys?
I think if you look at baseball, you'll see players from the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico,
sure.
Mexico, yeah. Japan, Korea,
I think
maybe.
You see more of them in that sport than you do in football, would you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So when they take a knee, because I consider that the all-American sport, it bothered me. Still does. Are you afraid of showing public support for President Trump? You don't even have to give your real name if you don't want to. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's start with line one, this best place, Ralph in Hamburg. Ralph, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Ralph. What's on your mind today regarding these three questions?
Well, I wear a mask 99% of the time. I've never been confronted by anybody. As far as the baseball, I don't care what the players do anymore because it's all ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
I think the players have worn out the joke. Okay, we know how you feel, blah, blah, blah. Now
right.
Play ball. Yeah.
The main reason I called, Sandy, is to say that I've listened to you since you've been on the radio. I'm sorry that you're leaving. I hope you enjoy your retirement. I would like to invite you and your fiance to my restaurant for dinner on me as an appreciation for all you've done for us all these years. And I will give the name of the restaurant if you like. If not, I can do it off the air.
Yeah, I prefer you do it off the air because I don't want people hounding you. That's very generous of you, by the way. And I give it to a Buzzy. And thank you. That's very generous of you. I appreciate it.
I will. I'll give it to him, and then I hope to see you there.
Okay, thank you very much. We'd have a nice conversation. Wow, that's nice. Hey, Tony, if I can get a nice meal from each of my listeners, how about that?
Oh, you'd be all set. That'd
you
be
know,
all
I,
set.
I was thinking, okay, because I remember Irv Weinstein's wife saying that when Irv first retired, that he drove her nuts because he didn't have a hobby. Later on, things settled down. I got a hobby, and things settled down, and it was wonderful. But I don't have a hobby either. I like to read, okay, and that you can do a lot of. I like to shoot and go. I can go to the range or to a friend's house or something that I can shoot safely. So I can do that. But I finally decided on one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to get off my ass. And I'm going to write 30 minutes of comedy and go to a stand-up comedy store because I can do it. The best material I ever did in my life was for Freddie Smirlus's roast. I did 20 minutes of material, and it took me a month to write it. But 20 minutes of material, and it killed. Now, Tony, you've seen that. It's very funny. It's not. I didn't know. They never told me that when I was doing it, they were going to record it and put it on cable. And it was on, like, at that time, there were, like, four cable systems, and it was on all four of them. So there's enough people who have seen it, but would you say that was good material?
I think that was probably the best material, probably better than any stand-up comedian out there. One, because we know Fred Smirlus and we understand the shtick that you were doing, but it was hysterical. And I think maybe we might be able to play 5 seconds of it on this station without losing our license.
That's about it. So I'm going to get off my ass and I'm going to write 30 minutes of comedy. 30 minutes. And then I'm going to go to the club owners and say, here's what I'd like to do. Give them a little hint. see if they'll allow me to get on the stage without people throwing vegetables at me.
Talk to Rob Lederman. He'd be great to talk to.
Lederman would be the first guy I'd talk to about that. Get up on stage and do it. I can do it. I know I can do it. It just takes the discipline of sitting down and writing it. And that's what I'll do. I will do that. Bernie will be happy because she has a list of chores for me to do.
The honey-do list. Yes!
You know, wash the barn animals. And I told her, Bernie, we don't even have barn animals. She said, well, wash something.
Wash your truck.
Yeah, well, go wash the truck. Wash the driveway. Do the TV screen. She really wants to keep me busy. I know she does. Because you know why? She's afraid I'll drive her nuts. Because she likes my humor, as you guys do. And I do a lot of it at home. And some of the stuff at home would be convertible to stand-up. I can tell you that right now.
I have a hobby for you.
What's the hobby?
Would be getting involved in a classic car, like a 57 T-Bird or something like that.
Yeah, I could do that. I would go to somebody that knows a lot more about them than I do, and then find one that's suitable and do that. That might be fun, a classic car.
I'll help you find it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I certainly know my way around them.
You and Lauren. Lauren was here yesterday. Tony, she says you'll have to pay for the car, though.
We're in trouble. It'll have to be a Matchbox car, then.
A Matchbox car. We're going to redo a Matchbox car. Okay, let's go. So that was very nice. Thank you, Ralph in Hamburg, who said that he wants to treat us to a dinner at his restaurant. It's very, very nice, and thank you, Ralph. Let's see. Next is Bill in Eden. That's line two. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Speaking of cars and comedy, something Lauren said in her answer to me yesterday reminded me of a joke that I heard. How do you clear a Buffalo Bar on the west side in the 1970s?
How do you clear it? It's got to have something about some skag woman being there, but what?
You walk in and you announce, Tony, your Camaro's on fire.
Because they're all classic car people? Is that the point?
That was it. Back in the 70s, everyone had a Camaro, I guess.
Well, that's true. Camaros are very, very popular, and I think people like to fix them up, too.
Now, regarding the mask, we can be funny, too, even talking about masks and things.
Sure.
I respectfully wear the mask, you know, when I go into church or when I go into the grocery store, places like that. But typically outside in the open air, I don't. I try to take the approach of, and we guys that go to the doctor can appreciate this, it's almost like this. Basically, you keep a distance from someone, you know, the social distance, 6 feet, and this is the key phrase. You turn, when you're talking to your friend there, you turn your head, but you don't cough. That's what you have to do.
Oh, that's good. Yesterday, I had the exam by my doctor. This was the pain doctor. And the pain doctor almost always ends with a sample. And there again, I didn't know how to give the sample and keep social distancing because you obviously fill in the joke. Thank you very much.
You know, it was actually 6 months yesterday, Sandy. I saw this on Channel 2 that the first case of this novel coronavirus happened in the United States. So 6 months to the day yesterday.
Wow. And it's been almost that long that we've done this subject every single day. I remember Tony telling you last time at election time when we went through the election cycle. I remember saying to you, we may have said it on the air too, man, I don't want to see another election. I just don't want to be a part of another election outside of voting because we were so burned out with that and with Hillary Clinton and our present president, Mr. Trump. But now we're going through it again, except that I'm leaping off the train. David Bellavia will be leaping on the train for the final few months of the election. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I remember that discussion that we had, and it was both on the air and off the air. We both felt that, you know, and Joe too, we were burnt out. We're sick of it. And I think this time around, it's probably worse. Because you're throwing in the violence and the virus to go along with it.
Yeah, we didn't have the V&V last time, and so it was just the political campaign. Now the political campaign, I guess, is going on. It's one of those things, like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it really make a noise, I think it's the same thing. Are we having a political campaign going on now? Because all we're getting is reports. Biden isn't taking any questions from the press.
No, he's just hiding in the basement.
And keep in mind, the press loves anybody but Trump. So here he's got the natural advantage of having the press in the palm of his hand, but he won't answer their questions. So that makes it, I think, even worse for Biden than the average person, because he knows he's not going to be facing a hostile press. Can you imagine if he's afraid to go in front of the press that would cover him? Can you imagine him going in front of the press that covers Trump? They'd eat him alive. And I think he knows that. And for a guy that's been in the Senate for most of his life and been in public a public figure all of his life, he seems very reluctant to answer any questions. He can read something off of the paper. That's it. And that's as much as he's going to do. It's pretty scary, don't you think?
Well, with his performance and his, you know, basically hiding in the basement, then you look at what's going on. You see, what's happening? Well, we see the media propping up who? Governor Cuomo pushing it. Oh, New York State did it right. New York State, New York State, New York State. And who are they going after? They're going after the red states. Oh, they did it bad. That did it bad. So you want to put two and two together and you start thinking, are the Democrats trying to, you know, pump up Cuomo in case they need to push Biden off the ticket?
Well, and too, we're hearing things like California, as of last night, I heard this last night, claims that the actual death rate is six times higher in New York State than it is in California. Because now each of the states is trying to throw some horse manure on the other states, saying how well they're doing it, but nobody else is doing it that well. They're all trying to get political capital out of this thing. So they're trying to make a political capital out of that and also out of the presidential race. Everything is politicized, talking to the guys about this before the show started. Everything is. The virus is politicized, certainly. The violence is politicized,
George
certainly.
Floyd, everything.
George Floyd is definitely politicized. And so it's pretty ridiculous that our lives have gotten down to emulating what we hate the most, politicians.
Look what's at stake, though, Sandy. You're talking about judges on the Supreme Court. You're talking about which direction this country is going to go in. This is a huge election.
Oh, absolutely. No question. And believe me, they've got people with spyglasses looking at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's desk to see how she's doing. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Back with Beeching. I think we're back. I had my headset off. Are we back, Tony? Are we officially back?
I think we are.
Good. All I heard were bongos.
It's Cheryl Crow.
Okay, thank you. But I stepped away, and all I could hear, because my headset was off, all I could hear was... I assumed I was back. Usually I'm right here at the microphone. Okay, we're asking three questions. Are you wearing a mask? Okay, you're going... what kind of a question is that? Well, it's a good question because most people now are. Some under duress, they don't want to, but they're doing it. And that would be me. I don't particularly want to wear a mask, but I will, and I have. I haven't been out that much, but when I have been out, the mask has been on. I'm not trying to take any stand against the mask. The mask is a little confining to me, and I have a heavyweight mask, and I have a lightweight mask, and Bernadette made both of them. She also made masks for our friends and some family members. She's very talented at the sewing machine. So are you wearing a mask? Have you been confronted? Have you confronted anybody else? Let me just give you a suggestion. it's not a good idea to confront somebody else, because we've had at least two that I know of people get shot. For some reason, people take that very personally. Why aren't you wearing the mask? You should be wearing the mask. You're not wearing the mask the right way. People get ticked off at that. So don't do it. It's not worth your life. You're trying to save your life by wearing the mask. Don't give it away by challenging somebody. Would either of you guys challenge anybody that wasn't wearing the mask?
No, I wouldn't.
How about the Seinfeld episode where
the ribbon
where Kramer wouldn't wear the mask?
I actually saw that clip not too long ago. Just to admit to you guys.
Well, thank you. We're converting. Buzzy, it took 23 years for me to convert Tony.
I wouldn't say converted.
I don't think he's converted. I think he just watched the clip.
Yes.
But, you know, here would be my thing if I saw someone walk into a store without a mask. The only look they'll get from me is, really? I put the thing on. You can't put the mask on? That would be about it.
Just a look, a glance.
And by the way, I wear a mask everywhere I go. I wear one to go to the bathroom here. I have a mask that I can work out in.
If you wear one to go to the bathroom, you put the mask over your eyes.
Yeah. It's not up high enough. I have a mask to work out in, and I'm ready to wear it when the gym opens.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I wonder, what do these all-night guys eat? But that's another story. Go ahead.
That's a whole other story.
I think that when I walk into the control room in the morning. But I have one to work out. You know, I wear a mask anytime I'm not in my car or in my house or outside, I'll wear a mask. So it's not that difficult to strap the mask on, get what you have to get done, and get out.
That's true. Well, I wear a mask when I watch somebody work out.
Yeah.
Because when I'm watching them, I get very excited, so I want to make sure the mask is covering.
But, you know, I have let local officials know that these masks exist, and the state of New York loves to purchase things for everybody, right? They like to hand things out. So I thought, why don't they open gyms and provide everyone with a workout mask? They don't have to buy me one. I already have mine.
It's a good idea.
You know, all these gyms, they're still closed. They're not making any money because no one's paying a membership fee.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me either, but go ahead.
Yeah, don't get me started. I know I'm upsetting some people because I think I've brought it up every Friday since March. But I don't understand how, out of all these things, gyms are the one thing that are still closed.
All right, let's go to line 3, and that would be Bob. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for holding on, Bob. What do you got for us in these three questions?
As far as the mask go, I wear a mask, and I wholeheartedly support Donald Trump. But I'd like to touch on, what do the American Legion Post, the VFWs, all your veteran clubs do about the people kneeling? Do they show these games? Do they protest these games by not showing them? I mean, it's a veterans organization. How do we deal with that?
That's a good question, and it's not been asked on this show, I can tell you, and it should be. And although this show doesn't have much time, David Bellavia, certainly when he takes over on the 3rd, is a renowned member of the military, and I'm sure he'll be digging into that, and we'll leave a note behind. Hey, good luck, David. Might want to check this out.
I'm sure you have a lot of listeners that are in that position.
Yeah, I'm sure of it, too, because we get a good veteran's response whenever we do anything that involves them. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you.
Yeah, but on one hand, before you go, it's a big source of revenue that they got to recoup from being shut down. And so it's going to be a hard spot, hard nut to crack.
Yeah, it is. We're in a tough spot right now, too, I'll tell you that. Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling. Let's go to a break right now on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Tony, you had a funny thing. Tony and I and Buzzy, sometimes we discuss things during the break, and you had something that's posted which I found funny.
Yeah, thanks to Coach Rick for this one. It's a bunch of guys dressed up in hazmat suits, and it says, for $1,200, we'll come to your house dressed as COVID-19 rescue team and take you from your wife for a 14-day fishing trip and then return you.
That's good. That's foolproof. And if you don't like fishing, you can do a baseball tour or anything that's open, anything sure. that's working. So that's a good idea. All right, before I go back to the calls, how about a couple of Facebooks, because we got a lot of them, haven't used any.
Oh, Sandy, you almost got me eating again.
Oh, really? I should give you a heads up as to when I'm going to need your services.
No, I should just be prepared. That's okay. Some lack of professionalism on my end.
The show you like to eat from. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
So are you wearing a mask? The hot question on Facebook right now. And Don says, I will wear a mask if I'm in an enclosed area with other people and it's not possible to socially distance. But I've seen people outside walking alone wearing a mask. I don't really understand it, why anyone would do that. It seems totally foolish to be outside, away from people, no one nearby, and wear a mask. I actually believe wearing a mask all the time, when not necessary, could have the opposite effect and be very detrimental to your immune system.
I'm thinking that's probably true. I never thought of it that way before, but it is probably true. Another, please.
Yes, and we will go with Harvey. Harvey says,
Going with Harvey? It's about time somebody went with Harvey.
Well, you know, Harv is a top fan. We got to get him on the show.
Was it Harv Moore?
No.
Wasn't Harv Moore. So he didn't call from the land of far?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But Harv says, I work in an antique shop and I wear one all day. Funny thing is, it doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah, I guess if you're used to it, to me, it's cumbersome. It's not a huge mask. It covers what it's supposed to cover, but I've never worn a mask before, so I kind of feel a little closed in by it, but I leave it on, and you get through it. Okay, another?
Yes, Andy, we'll go with Mark this time. Mark says, I wear one when required by business I'm entering. The latest photo of Governor Cuomo where he doesn't have a mask on and he's right next to the mayor of Savannah. Funny how these are the rules for you. Don't pay attention to what I'm doing.
All right, I hear you. Let's go to line 4, and that would be Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, number one, I have 3 Trump masks, Trump 2020 masks.
Oh, good for you.
The flag, you know, the American flag, that's the one I wear to church and, you know, like, I don't want to be controversial. And as far as these stupid baseball players, I don't even want to waste my time on them. What I want to get to is the part about the intimidation. Are you afraid?
Yeah. Are you afraid? Because when we go down to the Southern Tier, which we've been doing the last 3 weekends, I don't know if we're going this weekend or not, but what happens is you see all kinds of Trump signs down there. But up here where I live, at least, in the Pendleton area, I don't see many at all.
Well, this is the thing. I think what it is when I wear my, you know, I wear my Trump mask and I have Trump signs in my car, and people have got to get over this intimidation. Remember that song, Carly Simon, Anticipation?
Anticipation, right, the catch-up song, right.
Every time I hear these people, I always think I could put that intimidation. You know, somebody
good instead of anticipation. Very good.
Change the lyrics. But anyway, the fact is, when people say that, when somebody asks me, they say, aren't you afraid of wearing that? And I say, no, and nobody should be.
But one thing you should be cautious about, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, I'm just saying you should be cautious about it, is putting anything on your car. Because we have on my board right here, we probably have 3 entries that say that they had something on their car and the car got keyed. These people, that really ticks me off because of my love of cars.
Right.
But that really ticks me off, too, because getting the key stuff cleaned up is expensive.
Well, the thing is, when this has been happening since, you know, when I had the George Bush things in my car, I had flags and everything, and my car at work. But that was only at work. I got the car keyed one time. But so far, I have all these flags in the back window, and I have all these Trump things in my windows. And nobody, God willing, has, maybe God's protecting me because I go to church.
Well, people in the traffic are looking at your car going, that must be Mary from Lancaster.
Yeah, but my whole point is intimidation. People have got to stop being intimidated. This is what's the problem. I mean, everybody keeps saying, don't do this. Don't, you know, they're afraid of being, you know, if something's going to happen. Well, what right do they have intimidating you. That's the point I keep saying. People have got to start speaking up and speaking out and push back. I keep saying about President Trump. He's the one that says, just do it. What the hell have you got to lose?
Look, if you're right near, thinking about the car, if you're right near the car, they're probably not going to try it. If you can see the car from where you are, as long as you can open a window or something, or maybe set off the alarm with your key fob to drive them away. But if the car is solitary, alone, in the parking lot, you're not anywhere near it, some punk is going to key it. And you're not going to be happy with that, and it's going to take time and money to get it cleaned up.
Well, this is one thing I'm glad I got on, because when people ask me, they say, aren't you afraid? You know, I have my Lancaster Redskins shirt that I wear, and people say, boy, you shouldn't be wearing that. And I say, why not? And this is what people have got to do. Not confrontationally, but when somebody mentions that to you, aren't you afraid of all those having those signs, and aren't you afraid? I say no, and people should not be. This is the point. People have got to start pushing back and just say, put the damn signs in your car and speak out and just put the signs on your lawn. That's the only way that people are going to win.
Mary, you are fearless. You are a fearless warrior.
Fight and intimidate.
And I give you credit for that. You got more guts than I have, maybe because I'm so picky about my cars. I never put anything on my car. Tony, do you put anything on your car?
No. I don't want to depreciate the value even more.
Oh, yeah. And the sticker is probably worth more than the car. So.
Actually, the sticker will probably hold it together.
Mr. Buzzy Beamer, do you have anything in your car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, VT.
I have two Virginia Tech stickers, a Hokie Club decal in the back, and an old Bills decal from the 70s on the back of my car.
Man, you got it covered. Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you for showing some guts. You are an extremely brave woman, and we appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you very much. See, Mary does it. I'm the least fearful guy you probably ever met. But I can't always be near my car when it's parked somewhere. And so that would bother me a lot if somebody keyed my car. So I don't want that. Luckily, I'm driving this, Tony, quick, give me a name
Ford
of a car.
Explorer.
A car I wouldn't be driving. Okay?
Oh, that would be any Frenchman.
An Aztec. Yeah, when I'm working, I hope nobody keys my Aztec. Actually, somebody now is driving an Aztec going, what the hell are you talking about? No, I'm not driving an Aztec. I'm really not. I need something that's out of date.
Peugeot.
My
Columbo's
Peugeot.
Car.
My Peugeot, I'd key it myself. In fact, I'd put a little sign on it, key me right here. You know, let all those punks key their brains out on a Peugeot.
It's actually your light blue smart car.
Yeah, that would be good too. My little smart car.
Your Renault.
Yeah, or they say in New England, my smart car. My smart car.
It's wicked smart.
Are you buying a smart car? My sister Beverly used to talk like that. You know what's funny is, my sister Beverly and my sister Sandra, we were all raised in the same house by the same parents with the same neighbors. Everything else. I had a New England accent until I went to radio school, and occasionally it still slips out. Beverly has a terrible New England accent, and Sandra didn't have one at all. So it's hard to figure that out. Okay, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.